closer.
If I can go back and tell my 16-year self, I would tell myself to stop always wanting to take other people to the land with me, meaning that every time I wanted to do something or make something happen, I felt as though I had to take friends with me. And I knew I didn't have to because I was able to make things happen on my own, business-wise, anything. So I would tell myself, I would try to take people who didn't want to, which also made me feel like they didn't have faith or belief in me. But now I understand that I don't have to believe. I only need to believe in myself. As long as I believe I can make it happen and get things done, then that's what I'll do. Thank you for your time. This is Arnez Richardson. Hey.
What I would say to myself at 16, I'll tell myself, man, life is a lot better in the end if you just leave all the other bull, all the stuff that's going on right now, you know, gang banging, drug dealing, leave that all alone. There's a lot of better people out there that you can meet that will help you out, get a better life. I'm doing a lot better now, so just leave it alone.
What would I say to my 16-year-old self? It takes courage to grow up and be who you really are. Always be yourself and express yourself and have faith in yourself. Do not go out and look for someone else to duplicate. You are the creator and master of your own life. In every moment, things have meaning to you because you give them that meaning.
Hi, Eli. Thank you for giving me your time. Hi, this is Wesley D. Coleman in a max prison for Elite. The question is to answer, what would I tell my 16-year-old self if I could go back? Wes, you wake up in a bed alone. Surviving in this world isn't. Your mistakes are all minor. You are a teen. I wish I could have done more for you today. It's Black History Month, 2022. God is at best. Look,
if I can go back to when I was 16 years old, I probably will find a different kind of family that will give me a strong support system so that I could have a chance at changing my life around, because I feel like that's what I never had. I never had a family who gave me a strong support system. You know, as a child, I was always physically abused and moving from different foster homes until I landed myself in the youth, in a division for youth, and I found myself doing time at an early young age. And so if I was 16, I would definitely, you know, find myself a strong support system or a better lifestyle or, you know, people that I can comfort in. That's about it.
If I can say anything to my 16-year-old self, I would say be patient.
Yes, well, I tell my child not to follow in the footsteps of the dad, because dad made some bad choices along the way. And now you have to pay the consequences of the choices he made in your life. And to tell them to do the right things, be positive in life, and try not to use drugs and treat people bad. Okay.
Hey, this is Ganesh Bharat. What I would tell my 16-year-old self, this was 1997. Our president has just passed away that day after my birthday. And at this time, I was like 10 years into the abuse relationship of sexually abused, mentally and verbally abused. So I was homeless at the time as well. So what I would tell myself, just be careful with the people you are wrong and pay close attention, because it was a relative that started the abuse and all of that and groomed me for further abuse in my life. So, and I would say no to my uncles and aunts when they offer me drugs paraphernalia such as marijuana, cocaine, and alcohol, because that's how my addiction started when I was like, around 8 years old, when my uncle was giving me those stuff. So, and that's what I would tell myself, be aware of all of that. But at the same time, you know, I was uneducated, so I didn't know much. You know, Guyana back then is a third world country, so it's not advanced educational wise and street wise. So over there, street life was different. So I had to hurry up and live in, or hurry up and die. So I had to work on ranches and gold mines, fishing work, and everything just to get a place to live, to be safe. You know, another time I was trapped into a cult situation with like a sex ring and a slave type of organization. So hopefully I could touch on this later, because I got to go. Bye-bye.
If I could go back and speak to my 16-year-old self, I would say stay in school and don't join a gang. It's simple as that. Stay in school and don't join a gang. Maybe listen to mom. Maybe listen to my mother. Because if I would have did those three things, I wouldn't be serving life in prison.